Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Luyinish Masayim Be'akav Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevamos Daf Chov Dalit. The Gemara in Amud Aleph darshens the pasuk that says Vaya Habichor Asher Telit. And the Gemara explains it very different than the simple understanding of the pasuk. The simple understanding of the pasuk is that the firstborn that will be born to the Yevamo, he will be named after the brother that died. And the Gemara darshens a whole different drasha. From here you learn mitzvah begodol yabim, the oldest son should do the yibum. Asher telet, from here you learn there needs to be a woman who's able to give birth. Yokom Hashem achiv, it's lenachlo, that this child that's born is going to inherit the brother that died. But a whole different pshat than the simple understanding of the pasuk. As the Ramban and Chumash, and so Rabbi Bechaye and the Rikanti, all the Rishonim that speak of Derech HaEmes, of Derech HaKabbalah, they point out that the simple understanding in the Pasuk, the Pasuk Pshat in the word, that's Al Derech HaEmes, that's the Pshat of Kabbalah. Al Pi Kabbalah, the first child that's born, he takes over the Neshama, the Koyach and Neshama of his father. As we mentioned in the previous Shurim, the Sefer HaZoyah says that when the father dies without children, he can't go on to the Olam HaElyon. So we mainly, now when he has a child, now he gives a menucha to his father. There is some kind of a chalai, some kind of a connection between this first child who was born to the one who died. Not the father, the brother of the father that died without children. And this first child who's born, he's the one who's giving a kiyum, a shame, to this person, because even he can't leave the world without it. So that's what it means, Yokom Hashem Achiv. He's coming, he's getting, giving a name, he's giving a kiyum to this person who died. So the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk is the explanation of Derech HaKabbalah. That's how the Ramban Rabbi Michal Rikanti point out. And the Shlo also in Pashki Tetzah says, you should know that there's a difference between the first son and the second son of this marriage. The first son really relates to the one who died. The second one does not. So the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk of Ayah Bechor Rishat Teled Yokom Hashem Achiv Ameis is really referring to a real Akamah shame that happens through the son. So here comes out something fascinating. Usually, b'chol haTorah kulo, there is a pshat. And then, al pi kabbalah, you see something which is not a simple understanding. And here it's the exact opposite. The simple explanation of the pasuk is al derech haKabbalah. And the pshat that we're learning, where the Gemara dashes it over here, that's oikir, the simple understanding of the pasuk. And this goes back to the first shiur in this mesechta, that we pointed out that the idea of yibum al pi arizal is that yibum is something which is beyond this world. Api the mahalachim, api the different siddurim that we have in this world. So yibum should not work. Because yibum is a brother marrying the wife of his brother. It's eishes ach, it's also. It's me'ever l'kvulus, it's bal karcho. It's something which does not belong to the siddurim of this world. It's something which has come from a very high place. So mainly that's why the psukim of yibum are talking in words which belong to a very high place. The psukim are talking al derech kabbalah, al derech emes, now pipshat. Because the whole concept is a concept which is not nitfas, is not understood al pipshat. It's understood only al pi dvarim amuki in kabbalah, which are beyond the simple understanding, beyond the pashepshat in the pasuk. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.